cut off my ear, smash my toe. My name is Vincent, Vincent Van Gogh. Hey, hey, what do you know?
What do you know?
Now I can't hear what the critics say, but I didn't listen to them anyway. Hey, hey, Vincent Van Gogh.
What do you know?
That is Audrey Flack in the History of Art Band, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Audrey Flack Heroines is a beautiful show currently on view in the Hoops Gallery at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York. This exhibition is organized by the Lafayette College Art Galleries in Easton, Pennsylvania, on view at the Hyde through January 3rd. The show features artist Audrey Flack, a pioneer in photorealism and a nationally recognized painter, printmaker, and sculptor. The subjects of the drawings and prints on view highlight women neglected or demonized by history. We're now joined by Aaron Coe, director of the Hyde Collection, and Audrey Flack, who joins us by telephone. Thank you to you both.
Thank you, Joe.
Very nice to have you here. Audrey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Very nice to have you. We were listening to your Van Gogh song coming in. It was very fun to hear you, and we'll talk a little bit more about the musician part of your job in a few minutes. Before we get into the meat here, Aaron, talk about how this exhibit came about.
Yes, yeah, certainly, Joe. About 2013, the museum's former director, Charlie Guerin, brought Audrey's recent work to my attention. He knew Audrey from his tenure as director at the Museum of Art at the University of Arizona Tucson, which owns a major painting by Audrey Flack called Marilyn Vanitas. And Charlie knew Audrey from Arizona. So he brought it to my attention, as I said, around 2013. And I was very excited by the prospect of hosting an exhibition of this pioneering major figure in 20th century art, bringing this new work to the Hyde. And I was also very pleasantly surprised by it. I wasn't aware of what Audrey was doing in the past 5 years. So it's a great opportunity to show a new body of work by this dominant figure in photorealism and a major figure, as I said, in contemporary art, and certainly an artist I've long admired.
Audrey, talk a little bit about Heroines and how you came up with that idea to work in this direction of highlighting women who were neglected or demonized by history.
Well, good question, and it sort of didn't happen that way. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to do women who've been demonized. I love Bernini. I think he's one of the greatest artists that has ever lived. And I had this feeling to draw some mixed drawings of Bernini sculpture. Because when you look at a photograph, you could see, when you look at a sculpture and the face is 20 feet up, you can't see it as clearly as when you look at a photograph of it. At any rate, I started this series of drawings, and one of them was Saint Teresa in ecstasy, quite important.
Mm-hmm.
She's having an ecstatic moment, and that's a sculpture that he did. And that started a whole series of drawings and of people I liked. And they started to turn out to be these women. And then in the middle of that, I realized what I was doing. Not that everybody, I mean, Teresa wasn't demonized. Camille Claudel wasn't demonized. But they are certainly questionable. Well, Teresa isn't. We could spend a long time on Teresa. And she's a fascinating woman.
When you started working on this, how much were you interested in the history and how much were you interested in the actual individual and what you could do artistically with them?
Both. You know, it happens during the process. I remember, well, Camille Claudel, for instance, nobody heard of her until there was that movie. I think it was Isabelle Adjani. That French
yes.
actress who portrayed
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
I
Gerard
had never
Depardieu
heard of Camille Claudel until, early on, 30 years ago. or so. I went to Paris, and there were posters around that there was an exhibition of Camille Claudel at the Rodin Museum. And I thought Camille was a man because I knew Camille Pissarro. And I went to see the show with my husband, and I fell in love with the work. And I said, my God, who is this guy? He's terrific. It reminds me of my work. I then buy the catalog and find out that Camille is a woman. And then I look into Camille, and her story will make you weep. Make you weep. Everybody should know Camille, but they know Rodin. So that's how it happened. And the print and the drawing in the exhibition, they're portraits of her. What a sweet, beautiful young woman she was, and incredibly talented, and did most of his work.
Do you know that? I didn't. No. Do you know at what point in their life you want to capture when you're doing the work? In the sense of you could do them when they are older, when there is more of a maturity, you could do them at their prime, you could do them when they are young. How do you decide that?
Well, that's interesting. That's a good... No, I don't know. You know, with Medusa, I did several sculptures of Medusa. Medusa, I knew. Medusa was, at the moment, Perseus was about to cut her head off. And I did two. One, she's bellowing, she's angry, you know, she's going to be assassinated, amputated, right, decapitated. But another one was, she's like, he comes into her den, and he, because she's hiding out, and he tiptoes up to her. Mm. He's told not to look at her because any man that looks at her will get turned to stone. And so he has a shield, which has a mirror. So he's going to look at the mirror image of her. He's going to hold the shield up. And she wakes up startled, and she has this look of, What are you going to do to me? Mm-hmm. What's happening? What did I do? So that was a very distinct moment that how old is she? Let me tell you how old Medusa is. Medusa, probably 20.
Mm.
Maybe 18 years old.
A very
beautiful, beautiful woman.
Mm.
And now we revile her. I mean, what do you know about Medusa, Joe?
It's not good.
You've heard that she's hideously ugly.
Snakes.
Right? Snakes for hair.
Snakes for hair, right.
Snakes in her hair, and that if you look at her, you turn to stone.
Right.
Well, the true story is she was born incredibly beautiful. She had long hair, no snakes. And she had two sisters that were gorgons. They were pretty ugly, horrible, screeching fangs and everything. And her mother was so thrilled that she had this beautiful child. Her mother is the mother of monsters, mother of the Cyclops, every monster that poor mother gave birth to. She finally has Medusa. And Medusa is magnificent. And they're sea creatures. They're swimming in the ocean. Medusa and her two sisters, the mother says, protect Medusa. And they say, sure. And they're all swimming in the ocean, and Poseidon, god of the ocean, spots them. And he looks at Medusa, and he falls in love. Mm. Now, you know, what Greek gods do when they fall in love is not very nice. You know, they abduct the women and ravish them, which is what he did to Medusa when she was about 14 years old. And he did it in Athena's temple, and as punishment for her temple being defiled, Athena turns Medusa's hair into snakes.
Right.
That is the story.
But then there's that magnificent third image, Audrey.
What is that?
The third image of Medusa in the exhibition, where she looks transcendent and beautiful.
Yes. That
as if
right
you've restored
after
her to that former state.
Right. Yeah, she's her eyes are closed, and she's the snakes are surrounding her, but they're in a beautiful Art Deco pattern.
Mm.
And she looks as if she is rising.
Right. Above the adversity.
What?
Above the adversity.
Above, yes.
Above the adversity.
Well, it's and in terms of contemporary times, what happens, you know, what happens when a woman is raped, what has happened is that she gets blamed. She goes on trial. So she gets twice, you know, twice
right
defiled, once from the rape and the other from society. And that, and so Medusa is a beautiful image of that. And as long as we have these images in our minds that are not correct, you know, everybody knows Medusa and how horrible she is. And my God, she's a 14-year-old girl that was wronged. So I think a lot of my work has to do with correcting this. I think you guys need a lot of a lot of assistance too, because I think men suffer from misperceptions.
Oh, absolutely! Oh. I agree with you, and I want you to help me as much as you can, because I love what you're talking about. I want you to be my personal guru. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to come up and take a look at you.
and a new subject, Audrey.
We need new male heroes, and I have yet to do a male. I did years ago. I did Michelangelo's David.
Yes.
I painted that. But we need some of you guys who are wonderful. I see men now walking along the street, holding their children's hands, or if they have a baby, you know, carrying the baby in one of those little packs. I think you guys are, you know, you're coming along, but you have these ancient myths to contend with.
Right. Now, you know? This is what I'm fascinated about, and it's not often, it happens occasionally on the show where we have an artist and a curator together. So let me ask Aaron about how you work together, because obviously this is very powerful work, and there is a mission here of to not only educate us guys, but also to portray this in a way. So give us an idea of how you worked with Audrey and in bringing this to the Hyde in a collection.
Certainly, Joe. The exhibition, I should start by saying, is organized by Lafayette College, their gallery of art.
In Pennsylvania, right.
Right, in Pennsylvania. And Audrey was an artist in residence there at the Experimental Printmaking Institute at Lafayette College in 2013. As I said, the former director had brought the show to my attention as the curator to host the exhibition at the Hyde. So this is a traveling show. Audrey Flack Herons is a traveling show. It premiered at Lafayette College. We are now the next venue. And from the Hyde, it's moving on to the Butler Institute of Art in Ohio. So in working with Audrey on the installation, we had spoken on the phone about it, and I had a sort of intuition about what she wanted, I think. The show is 24 works. It's there's a body of drawings that were the basis for the prints that were done at Lafayette College, and then there's the prints and then that were made at Experimental Printmaking Institute, and then there's a third body, which are mixed media prints and drawings, which Audrey calls her transcendent drawings. And these are very powerful works, in part because they are mixed media, so you're getting the incorporation of incandescent and metallic pigments, a variety of papers, silkscreen collage, and then digital manipulation. So those are included as well. So I grouped the drawings together and then and put them in relationships and conversations with each other and pairings. And then I put the prints, the suite of prints and the transcendent drawings on the other side of the gallery. And in the center of the gallery is Saint Teresa in ecstasy, that very powerful image that Audrey's created based on the Baroque sculptor Bernini's famous work of that title in Rome.
The other thing I want to, we only have a minute or two left, is that Audrey Flack and the History of Art Band will be performing at the Hyde. I mentioned that the exhibit is running at the Hyde through January 3rd. So the night before the end of the exhibit is a great finale.
A closing party.
Is Audrey Flack coming to the Hyde on January 2nd, which will be very cool.
Yes, I'm so excited to bring Audrey and her fantastic and very talented group of musicians, the History of Art Band, and it will be in the auditorium of the Hyde Collection, and there's a PowerPoint that goes along with the performance. So, for example, the song about Vincent Van Gogh that we heard opening up the segment will be accompanied by images by Van Gogh that relate to the lyrics as Audrey is singing.
And Audrey, I assume you enjoy that part of it.
I love it. I love it. You know, when you play the kind of old-time music I play, you know, I'm going to bring my banjo and my ukulele. You can sing about death, murder, suicide, et cetera, and it's kind of funny. It's in the nature of the music. You know, I cut off my ear, I smash my toe, and it's tragic and it's funny. So we're a very entertaining band.
It is Audrey Flack and the History of Art Band performing at the Hyde on January 2nd. A reminder that Audrey Flack Heroines is on view now in the Hoops Gallery at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York through January 3rd. To learn more about the performance, to learn more about the exhibit, to learn more about the Hyde, go to hydecollection.org. Hyde Collection, that's H-Y-D-E, hydecollection.org. Audrey Flack, Aaron Coe, thank you so much for joining us. A great pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you. And I'm going to come up and take a look at you.
Thank you very much. I need the help. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye, Audrey.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.